Can blind people travel independently or operate a computer? Do blind adults play baseball? At the Association of Blind Citizens, we answer yes to those questions every day. You can support our programs by making a tax-deductible donation at www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button. Go to www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button today. Be part of the success and help us do more. Donate today. Association of Blind Citizens, creating opportunity one step at a time.
Clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days. 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com. Retina Boy is the new novel by Ben Schaberman, director of scientific outreach at the Foundation Fighting Blindness. It's a story of friends, aliens, retinas, and rock and roll. Researchers were mystified by the boy from Des Moines, Iowa, born without retinas. Everyone was mesmerized by his luminescent aquamarine eyes. Retina Boy grew up to be a brilliant teenager playing awesome lead guitar in his classic rock cover band. Never did Retina Boy imagine he was from another planet and that he and his girlfriend would be called upon to save the Earth and an alien world of blind inhabitants on the brink of environmental collapse. Retina Boy is published by Loyola University, Maryland. Retina Boy is available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and on Audible. For more information, visit retinaboy.com.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a leading cause of blindness is diabetes. That's what happened to Leonard Smith of Houston, Texas. Because he's a veteran, however, he got help from the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. It's an organization of blinded veterans helping blinded veterans through service programs, resources, and advocacy. By showing the Department of Veterans Affairs the diabetes was service-related, BVA helped Leonard get benefits he deserved. Learn how the organization can help you or you can help it at 800-669-7079 and bva.org.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service travel agency specializing in vacations for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tour, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal. At no cost to you, Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Call us at 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com. That is BESTBETS travel.com. And please remember to mention it that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Tired of choosing the same boring thing every time you go out to eat simply because you cannot access the restaurant menu? Want a menu that fits your visual needs or is available in Braille? How about an accessible website that is up to date and complete with pricing and menu item descriptions? Try Menus for All, 50,000 accessible restaurant menus in 12,000 U.S. cities and available from any internet-connected device. Visit us at menusforall.com. Find Menus for All on Facebook or contact us at sales@menusforall.com. Menus for All, changing the lives of the blind and visually impaired, one menu at a time.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and you're listening to Blind and Beyond. That's right. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you do, is 407-894-1680. I'll repeat again, nice and slow, 407-894-1680. Hope you can call in, not just for trivia. Hope you can call in wherever you are. Like to hear from you. By the way, folks, if you don't know what we're all about, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. So call in, whether you're sighted or whether you're blind, call in. We'd like to hear from you. We've been talking to Dan Day from Foundation Fighting Blindness. And if you want to know any more questions, call in. We'd like to talk to you. Dan Day. His mother just called it. Is that amazing? Doris Day.
And how old will she be, Dan?
You know, I just thought of something. Two callers back to back. One was in the 90s, Doris Day, and one was a young man from Vancouver, Washington, 14 years old.
There you go. Either end of the spectrum.
Both. I like that. One was 14, one was 90s.
And you said she's going to be 90s.
One was from Maine, one was from Vancouver, Washington, calling in.
So if would you like to do your trivia now, Dan, while we have time?
Sure.
Okay.
This is Dan's song.
I do have a call on the phone line.
Okay.
You want to take the call?
Get Dan's trivia in this segment also.
All right. Caller, you are on the air. How you doing?
Hey, Michael. It's Gary.
This is Gary from Winter Park, Florida, Orlando. Gary?
Yes.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Good evening. Hello, everybody. And I want to say, I just talked to Chris, and I want to say, Michael, thanks a lot. Because I'm going to get a box of cookies for next week.
Oh, thanks a lot. Oh, you want Michael to buy the cookies for you? Is that what you said?
No, he's
just... I just did a box of thank a lot.
Yeah, also he called for an order. He's just
okay.
He said, thanks a lot, Mike.
Oh, okay, thanks a lot.
This is looking for orders, so I called it.
So he calling in for the order, but at the same time telling you thanks a lot for the mentioning it.
Yeah, it's a funny name. Well, thanks a lot for calling, Gary.
All right, Gary, get your cookies.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, let's do Dan's song
tribute.
While we have time.
Dan's tribute. Let's go. Right now, Dan's tribute. Play Dan's tribute. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? Who's singing the song? Okay, who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. That's a hard one. That's a very hard one, Dan. You gave him a hard song.
Oh, I don't think so.
I do. 407-894-1680. It's not from the 50s era. It's not from the 60s era.
It's from the hippies era.
It's from the hippies era.
Dan and I are baby boomers, Michael.
What year was this? What year was this? In the 70s or 80s?
No.
I believe this song was from around 1970, pretty close.
I was going to say
late 60s. You know it was big in the 70s?
I think so. I think it was pretty
well. You know it was big in the 70s?
Yeah.
The songs like the Bee Gees and all those people?
Yes. Yep. If that's not giving it too big a hint, I think it might be fair to call this part of the British invasion.
Well, don't give any more hints.
Well, it's okay. There's a lot from the invasion.
There was a lot.
There were a lot. Yeah. So on the other side of the break, we'll be looking forward to our first guest caller of the evening, other than Doris Day. We will be talking to Kathy Wiles, who is a customer success leader at eSight. So we're really looking forward to that. And then later on the hour, we'll be speaking again to John Oliveira, who is the president of the Association of Blind Citizens up there in Holbrook, Mass. So, Dan, I think somebody called in already.
Very good. Do we have a caller on the line?
I believe so. He's talking to them now, screening the call.
Who's on the line right now? 407-894-1680. Who's on the line? Who's on the line? Hey, folks. After this person gets the trip, I got to talk to you very seriously.
Okay, here he comes.
Okay, who is it? Chris Shaw, who's on the line?
Here we go.
All right, so we're going to take our, we got two callers. We got our first caller calling in for the first time all the way from Stuart, Florida. And then we have our good friend calling in, which I know he would have called in because he does what he does. All the way from Fern Park, Florida, and Dave.
I knew he was. Yeah, we knew that was a given.
That was a given, right? So let's take our first caller all the way from Stuart. Chris, how you doing?
Is that Chris?
Hi.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Good. First time caller, is that right?
Your first time caller, yeah.
That's right.
Okay. So who do you think is singing that song, Chris?
Well, this is the Moody Blues.
All right.
Oh, you got it. I didn't think anybody got Moody Blues.
Nice job. Nicely done.
Moody Blues.
They're my favorite band.
Your favorite band.
See
listen
that? You and Dan have something in common.
My favorite stew.
Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Hope you enjoy Subway. Go to Subway and get $10 coming to you.
Thank you very much.
How did you learn about the show, Chris?
I listened to WFTL, and the show came on, and I started listening, and it was very
You get WFTL in Stuart?
Yeah.
Yes, we get it in Stuart.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's great, and we're glad you're out there every Sunday. That's terrific.
Oh, yeah, I never miss it.
Hope you're enjoying tonight's show and learning about Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Are you visually impaired?
No, I'm not.
You're sighted. Oh, now I'm even more impressed. Thank you so much for listening to the show. A sighted person listening to the show. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and God bless all of you.
All right, Chris, don't hang up. Hold on one moment, all right? I need to get some information from you, all right?
Thank you for listening to the show.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
2 minutes before the break, Michael.
Then we have a sighted person listening to the show from Stuart, Florida.
We love that.
All right, let's go talk to our good friend who we already knew. He knew the answer. All the way from Fern Park, the man that sits on top of the hills and play like he ain't never played before, the one and only, David.
David. Big Dave.
Good evening, boys and girls.
I know that you knew that was Moody Blues.
Yeah, I was going to kind of lay back. I wanted to make sure that gave somebody else a chance to get in there. I recognized the first three notes, actually.
Say hi to Dan, Dave.
Pardon me?
I said say hello to Dan Day.
Hey, Dan Day, what's happening, man?
Hey, Dave, yeah, sure. You can't miss those opening chords when it's a Moody Blues, right? Especially on that song.
That's true. I've seen them a few times. Hey, I learned something new every day. I had no idea that the retina was actually part of the brain. And your mentioning about some of these studies is very encouraging because my eye problem is not the typical one. I basically was born without an optic nerve, or at least no detectable one. Yet, I was able to see a tiny bit up until I was about 11 or 12 years old. So I'm hoping that with these tests advanced, that maybe they can find a way of hooking up directly to my brain. You know, like, basically, I've got a TV with no cable hookup. So
listen to this. I like that.
That's all
I need.
Good analogy.
Good analogy.
Yeah, and that does sound like you would be a good candidate in the future for this Orion device that Second Sight is working on now. So,
well, thanks for calling, Dave. Glad you're learning a lot. So are we.
Yes, indeed.
We'll talk to you soon.
The show is always informative and entertaining. You know.
There you go.
Well, thank you, Dave.
That's our motto.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, good night.
Bye, Dave.
We're going to go to break as soon as Chris finishes with the phone and
the show that's fun and informative and fun. Show that's fun and informative. Love that. Thanks for I'm very impressed. That's young lady that called in who's sighted.
Yeah, Chris,
love the sighted folks calling in. Love
it. Are we going to break?
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. I don't hear the castanets yet. Are they there? And there they go.
Buttons.
I hear it. I hear the castanets.
All right. Well,
gonna break. Don't go away.
Stay tuned for Eastside.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal, at no cost to you. Best Bets Travels navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your need. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Retina Boy is the new novel by Ben Schaberman, director of scientific outreach at the Foundation Fighting Blindness. It's a story of friends, aliens, retinas, and rock and roll. Researchers were mystified by the boy from Des Moines, Iowa, born without retinas. Everyone was mesmerized by his luminescent aquamarine eyes. Retina Boy grew up to be a brilliant teenager playing awesome lead guitar in his classic rock cover band. Never did Retina Boy imagine he was from another planet and that he and his girlfriend would be called upon to save the Earth and an alien world of blind inhabitants on the brink of environmental collapse. Retina Boy is published by Loyola University, Maryland. Retina Boy is available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and on Audible. For more information, visit retinaboy.com.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve, injury, or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Back! Oh yeah, we're back. Oh yeah.
We're back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do. I understand maybe you don't have eyesight, but maybe you have some fingers that can just push the button. Or call in 407-894-1680. Wherever you are in this country or in Canada, call in 407-894-1680. What, Lynn?
Okay, well, we'd like to introduce, get right into the segment. What was that? I just heard something. Anyway, we'd like to introduce Kathy Wiles. And Kathy is a customer success leader at eSight. Welcome, Kathy, and good
Welcome,
evening.
Welcome, Kathy.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. Is that your radio or your Victor reader, or what is that?
Somebody have a radio or something that's too loud in the background, if you can turn that down?
The radio's off in the background.
Or just go to the other room.
Mine are off.
Okay.
I don't know what that was. So welcome, Kathy.
We understand we have two people?
So, Kathy, what is a customer success leader? What do you do for eSight, or with eSight?
We were formerly known as coaches, and that's fairly descriptive of what we do. Mm-hmm. If someone decides to purchase our eyewear, they can get it, and we are the ones who step up and help them learn how to use the device. We give them little tips, tricks, teach them shortcuts, that kind of thing. And sometimes it's just providing a listening ear of someone that understands what they're going through. Every member of the client success team is visually impaired, and we all wear eSight. So we've all been there. And clients seem to take a lot of comfort in that fact.
The support factor.
We know what's going on.
The support factor, that's very, very important. So we understand that you have somebody on the line with you?
I understand as well. It's one of my colleagues. He also is a member of the customer success team. We still call ourselves coaches. So this is my fellow coach. I understand this is Bill. Are you there, Bill?
Bill, are you there?
Yeah, can you all hear me?
Oh,
we can hear you fine, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Both of you, meet Dan Day.
Great show. Kathy, how are you, sweetie? You made the big time.
There you go. Bill, where are you calling in from? What part of the country?
I'm in Lake Havasu City, Arizona.
In Arizona, okay.
And where are you calling in from, Kathy?
I am in Maryland.
So you got one from Maryland and one from Arizona.
Yep, I'm actually close to Camp David.
Oh, okay. Well, this is neat. So tell us more.
So tell us about eSight. Tell us about eSight.
Kathy, you want to take this?
Yeah, thanks, Bill. eSight has been quite a blessing, I think, for all of us who are using it. And when I say life-changing, I'm not exaggerating. I lost my vision and became legally blind in 1990. And for 25 years, they kept telling me, because I was one of those folks, your first guest was talking about the eye conditions that don't get any research money. I have one of those. But I'm seen at the Retinovascular Center at Johns Hopkins. And so for 25 years, they told me that in my lifetime, I was young enough, I would see technology come along that would be helpful. So they were talking in terms of adaptive technology. And so 5 years ago, I heard about eSight, and I knew I was on to something. And so I did some research, and basically what we've got a headset that has a high-def camera mounted in it. There are two OLED display screens inside the headset. You wear that on your head, and you have a controller that you can control magnification, contrast, brightness, the exposure of the camera. There's just a lot of customizable features, and that makes it
suitable for a wide variety of visual impairments.
So you can see with the glass. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, yeah. It. My personal condition, I have retinal damage that has damaged my macula, so I lost detail vision. I still have a lot of functional vision, so the eSight helped fill in the gaps with all that magnification. And the beauty of it is it's a wearable device. You know, I've used other devices, but I can't strap a CCTV on my back and take it with me everywhere. But eSight, I can strap it on my head. It's portable. It's battery-operated. I can take it and oh, the possibilities are endless.
That's fantastic. Is Bill holding to give us a testimonial?
I'm right here. And by the way, I want to say Kathy is one of the greatest people I've ever had the pleasure of working with. She is awesome. My situation's a little different. I lost my vision in 2001. I wound up having my optic nerves crushed. Mm. And the way it got crushed, I wound up having a brain tumor. And when I found out about it, I knew I was dead, but thank God I'm not. But apparently this tumor had been growing for about 12 years to get to the size it was. It was bigger than my fist. Mm. And it was 100% benign. But it did a lot of damage. It crushed the front part of my brain, affecting my personality, my motivation, and ultimately crushed my optic nerves. When they found out about it, they took it out. It was a great success. I'm healthy as a horse, strong as a horse. My eyes are just really bad. I went from having about 20/15 vision. I mean, I had better than perfect vision. My vision right now is about 20/800. I have to use a cane in public, but with eSight, and I'm living on my own for the first time in about 25 years, unfortunately, after a divorce. So I'm now 100% reliable on myself to go through my mail, my bills, my finances, and to work. I'm able to work from home, as Kathy does. I'm a retired police officer from Southern California. That's what I did for a living. And I'm fully functional, and eSight has really, really opened a ton of doors for me. I can't say enough about the product, the company, and my coworkers.
So it really helps you, what you're saying.
I'm sorry, sir?
I said it really helps you, what you're saying. eSight really helps
absolutely.
You.
Oh,
absolutely. Changed his
absolutely.
Life.
There was no way that I could work because I got to be in front of this computer for like hours at a time. It just goes with the job. And I do a ton of reading. That's what we have to do, reading, typing, talking to people over the phone, over the internet. And it's just really helped me out. And I know Kathy does a lot of crafts and stuff on the side, and mm-hmm. she has told me she uses her eSight for that, and it's just like she's phenomenal with it.
Well, thank you for sharing, Bill. I believe we have another caller that wanted to give a testimonial about eSight, but we really thank you for sharing. That's wonderful that it works so well for you.
Thank you both for calling in.
Thank you so much, folks, and you have a terrific show.
Thank you. Keep on listening. We expect to hear from you again, Bill.
I hope so.
Okay, you call in again to say hi or maybe win a prize. Thank you.
You got it.
Okie dokie. Good luck. Thanks. Okay. Chris, you said there was somebody else for to talk to Kathy?
Carrie from Houston, Texas.
Do you know Carrie, Kathy?
Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Carrie from Houston, Texas?
Yeah, I'm listening to the radio thing at the same time. So
okay.
Sorry.
Do you wear eSight glasses?
Absolutely, and I've talked to both Bill and Kathy.
Uh-huh. And do you like your eSight glasses?
Oh, my God, yes. They've changed my life.
It changed your life.
Mm-hmm. So is it like wearing a little high-definition TV very close to you, like a pair of almost like a pair of goggles, but it looks like an HD TV you're looking at? Describe the experience, if you can.
Is this just for your benefit or live or something?
No, we're live on the radio. You're talking live. This is
okay.
We would just like to know what it's like.
You're only talking to a few people. About 800,000 people listening to right now. That's all.
Okay. Yeah. So I use eSight. They have changed my life. I'm professional. I have a master's degree. I work. It was hard getting there without eSight. I was born legally blind, but since I've gotten my eSight. my work life and my everyday life has really changed. At work, I can see coworkers across the table and see what their eye movements are and what they're telling me with their eyes. I can see my mom's eyes for the first time.
Isn't this something? This is amazing.
So you can see faces. Wow, I'm impressed.
I go grocery shopping, and since I got my eSight, I buy totally different groceries than I ever did before because I was in a period of just buying what I knew. But now I can see everything. The best part is that I can see at the grocery store the little signs that say this is the aisle for these things.
Oh wow!
I didn't know those even existed.
Carrie, how long did it take you to get adjusted to wearing the glasses?
Just a few days.
Just a few days.
But I'm pretty tech savvy, so it wasn't too hard. And then the best part is to be able to go to the grocery store, see those signs that say, here's what this aisle has, and then go be able to pick up a product.
And so, I'm sure you can see now the sign that says buy one.
I was just going to say that, BOGO.
You can look at the deal. You can look at the deals.
That too, but flip it over. See the nutritional information.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
See the prices. I never could do that before.
Kathy, are you still there?
I am still there, and I'm sitting here, and I'm grinning from ear to ear.
Sure you
are. I think I recognize your voice, Carrie. And yes, that's what makes my job so rewarding is hearing stories like that.
Let me just say this way, folks. For all those people who are listening to Kathy
and Carrie
and Carrie,
Bill.
And Bill, let me just say this to you.
It makes you cry.
eSight is on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's on our eSight is there. Now, if you want to call them up, they will give you, if you say Radio 10, if you say Radio, you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show, to say that, you get a 25% discount if they want to listen, if you want to test it out for a week.
It's just radio, I think.
Yes.
Yeah,
if you want to test it for a week. So this way, before you want to get involved, you can say, let me know what, I want to test these glasses for a week. Okay? So they will give you the glasses for a week, and they'll give you a 25% discount when you say Blind and Beyond Radio Show. So you have to say Blind and Beyond Radio Show to get the discount for 25% off. For the week, the one you want to test it.
Well, we would like to thank all of you, Bill and Carrie, and that last but not least, Kathy. And Kathy, how can they get in touch with eSight? Just to reiterate what Michael just said, so anybody who's interested.
Absolutely. Our toll-free number is 855-837-4448.
And that's part of our website too, right, Lynn?
Absolutely.
And then you could also go to the eSight website. It's just simply eSightEyewear.com. And that's E-S-I-G-H-T. And eyewear is E-Y-E-W-E-A-R.
Well, thank
you so
much.
And that's all part of our website. It's all there at our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's all there for eSight, the website, the phone number, everything there on our webpage.
A collective thank you to all of you.
Yep, thanks
for calling. Wasn't
that
interesting, Dan?
And Kathy, I was going to ask you really quickly. This is Dan Day. Will eSight be in, for those of us who live in the Orlando area, will eSight be here to the ATIA conference next week by any chance? Do you know?
I honestly don't know. I don't get that involved on the sales side of things or you know, what they're doing, their outreach. As Bill mentioned, we work out of our homes, and we're primarily on the backside once a client purchases.
My suggestion is, Dan, call them and ask a question. And as I said, they're doing something with Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This way, if you want to try it for a week and you want to see how it helps you or not, they'll work with you on it.
Absolutely.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
They're not going to give it to you for nothing.
We're going to go to break
because you're using their equipment for 1 week.
Well, good night, Kathy, and thanks so much
for calling.
It was wonderful meeting you, and Bill and
Carrie. Thank you.
Good luck to everybody.
We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. I'll be right back with Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Do blind children attend and participate in camp activities? Can blind people travel independently or operate a computer? Do blind adults play baseball? At the Association of Blind Citizens, we answer yes to those questions every day. You can support our programs by making a tax-deductible donation at www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button. Go to www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button today. Be part of the success and help us do more. Donate today. Association of Blind Citizens, creating opportunity one step at a time.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
Introducing Bonacle. Critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have Braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of Braille books and read them on the go. Learn Braille at your pace. Play games with your friends and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonacle.co.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You know what? I just thought I'd welcome back. That was Carter. Remember Carter?
Carter.
Welcome back.
Well, actually, this is your host, Michael.
We're live from Orlando, Florida, and you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's it, Blind and Beyond.
And welcome back.
And for the folks that are excited
to
listen to the show, I love you listening. I thank you so much. Call in anytime. Love to hear from you. All you sighted folks, listen to the show.
Can you sing that again, Chris, so we can welcome back John Oliveira?
Welcome back.
Welcome back, John.
Hey. All right. I'm not Horseshack, but I'll try to fill in for him. How are you guys?
All right. John Oliveira, president of the Association of Blind Citizens, back with us again. Hello. Good evening.
Good evening, John.
Have you been listening
good
to
evening,
the show?
Michael. So I was, what did you say, Lynn? I'm sorry.
That's okay. Have you been listening to the last hour and a half?
I've been listening for the last 20 minutes or so.
Okay.
25 minutes I was listening to. I was out doing something, and very interesting show with eSight. eSight is a great product for those that it works that can use it. It's a great product, and they've been coming down on the price a lot lately. So
yeah.
It's a,
yeah. So
later, your listeners should definitely check it out.
So later, you can listen to the archive show, and the first hour was very interesting with Dan Day here from Foundation Fighting Blindness. He's with
and
us.
And the Doris Day called in.
And Doris Day called in. So you'll have to catch the first hour later.
We'll definitely catch that on,
so
on,
tell
your,
us.
On your website.
Tell us.
So on Monday night, I was at the fundraiser in Lynn, Massachusetts, a mm-hmm. Town, a nice restaurant there, had a fundraiser for ABC and to help us raise funds to support our programs, and a great turnout, and lots of folks had some fun and had able to sample a lot of the in-menu items from the restaurant that we had it at, and it was pretty uplifting. Everybody was all fired up and ready to go, And this weekend, we're kicking off at the Lions Club Conference in Woburn. We're kicking off our sales of a baseball package to Boston's Fenway Park. The Red Sox have donated 4 premium seat tickets and a tour of the park. And so we'll be doing a raffle for the next few weeks on that. And if anybody wants to get in
raffle.
On that.
Wow.
Just $20 donation. Just go to President Blind Citizens. Actually, just President, email me, president@blindcitizens.org, and then I'll give you a link. We're going to go live with the raffle. It's going to be on the Internet, but it's not available yet. So if you just email me, I'll give you the link when we're live, which will be sometime Sunday or Monday of next week. So, great opportunity to catch a game at Fenway Park. Restrictions do apply. It means you can't use those seats on opening day, and you can't use it during the Yankees. But any other time, you can pick a game that
not
you
for the
go
Yankees,
to,
not for opening day. Okay.
Yeah, but any other game you want to pick, it'll secure you those nice seats, and you'll have a great time at the ballpark. So. And talk about baseball, we're heading towards baseball season. The pitchers and catchers report in mid-February. And that means our Boston Renegades, the blind beat baseball team, is hard at work. Been working in the off season, and they've had some batting cage practices already. And they're getting ready. That's the Boston Renegades, the number 3 ranked in the country in beat baseball. And so we're gearing up for that. And if anyone hasn't seen the Renegades, a beat baseball story, it's a great opportunity to go to our website, blindcitizens.org, click on the beat baseball link, and you can buy the movie. And we have it with audio description for folks who are visually impaired. So you can buy that right online. So if you're interested, blindcitizens.org, and then go down to beat baseball and follow the prompts to take you to the site page that allows you to purchase the movie, and we'll get that right out to you if you're interested in that. And don't forget to check out our show In Focus. It's up on our website, blindcitizens.org, and you can listen to all the great guests that we've had on, and you'll never know who's going to be appearing on In Focus, and including Michael, who's been a guest on our show a few months ago.
That's right. When is that on In Focus?
So you can listen to it on our website under the link, but it's on the second Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay.
And so folks can catch that on the radio reading service here in Massachusetts. And then, but it's always available on our site an hour after. So right, and you can listen to, we have about 100 and some odd shows up there. So plenty of listening if you have a lot of time in your hands and you want to check out the short description of who the guest is. And if it interests you, you can click on it and it'll play right through for you.
Dan, did you have any questions for John? It looked like you were about to ask
something. Oh, no. It sounds like really excellent work that you do there,
yeah.
John.
For the children.
Yeah,
he works
exactly.
For the children.
Yeah, I bet they really are excited when they get a chance to go to Fenway Park, because that's something that even us grown-ups don't get to do that.
Oh, yeah, of course. And we're busy working on our ski camp coming up, weekend of March 6th through the 8th. We have a dozen kids that are interested right now, so we're currently reviewing applications. We'll take a bunch of them up there and, you know, let them ski down some hills and go do some snowshoeing and do a little bit of snow tubing. And there's a swimming pool, indoor swimming pool there that they can go in at night and warm up from the cold day's activities. So we're looking to get that wrapped up again, reviewing the applications and picking the kids that are going to be able to attend this camp. And it's a great opportunity for kids to experience being away from home and staying at a ski lodge. And we call it a camp, but we stay at a ski lodge, and they have beds and they have showers, and it's a very nice ski lodge. And we can certainly there's a whole kitchen area there. We cook, but we go right next door, and that's where we have a cafeteria that we get all our meals at. And then there's even we have a bunch of games that we play at night, accessible games, and keep the kids entertained before they go and to sleep and get ready for the next day. So that's well underway, and we have a few more things coming up in towards the spring and summer that are currently in development. We won't talk about those yet, but certainly we have some opportunities coming up. So people should visit our website, blindcitizens.org. And again, if you have any, want to send me an email about anything that you would, any programs or anything, ideas you might be interested in.
Kids are only from Massachusetts?
I was just going to say, you accept kids from all around the country, correct?
If they can get here to Boston, we'll take them up at the airport. But we'll take them, we'll take them from anywhere. Right now we have kids from Maine, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts coming to the camp.
Wow.
So there was a young man who called me, a mother called me from San Diego. I said, sure, put him on the plane, we'll get him here. But, so if someone does want to come in, we can't go get them, but we will definitely pick them up at the airport if they are flying in and work with them and bring them back to the airport safely.
So how many people on your staff, John? You don't do all this yourself, all this.
We don't have a staff. All our staff are volunteers.
Oh, okay.
And myself included. So mm-hmm. We're an all-volunteer organization. We have lots of volunteers. We have probably well over 100 volunteers right now.
Wow.
We have 30 volunteers that work with the team alone, the beat ball team. And then we bring in college kids to work at the camps. We have a nurse that we bring in. We have teachers of the visually impaired to participate. We have college interns that are going to be working in rehabilitation. So we use different volunteers for different some of the different activities, so we don't burn anybody out. But we do have lots of volunteers. We have volunteers that help out at fundraising events and just work in that area. So we have lots of folks that we rely on for their help and to make our organization successful. We would not be able to do it without our volunteers. And we have lots of great ideas, but we always have to put some manpower behind it and a little bit of money behind it. So
minor detail. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anything else?
That was a lot of activities coming up.
I'm listening to you. It sounds great. Really sounds great for the kids.
Sure. And we have, what else can we talk about? We have, I was just catching on the news over on the way back here, the Kobe Bryant situation.
Right.
It was horrible.
The helicopter crash in Los Angeles. So
yeah.
That's...
We mentioned that in the beginning of the show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So very unfortunate accident, but... accidents occur, I guess, and
that's what happens when you're on small planes and helicopters.
I don't like to fly in helicopters and small planes. I prefer the commercial jets myself, but they can be just as safe, I guess, in many ways, or safer than cars in many ways. But accidents do happen, and unfortunately, when it happens to you as part of the accident, but That was very unfortunate, and he had a lot of life left in him. And
his daughter was 13, plus some other kids on board.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, there were some other kids, and then
a mother of one of the children was with.
Right. Yeah. Right. So it's hopefully they'll find out, get the bottom of what the issue was. But I
was
think
his it helicopter. Was he owned a helicopter.
Yes, I think it was weather related. They said it was very foggy, and a lot of pilots were not, from what the report I was hearing, heading back towards my house, that a lot of the pilots scrapped flying for the day because they didn't like the weather. It's very foggy, I guess.
All right. Well,
but do you have any callers out there on the line?
Not at the moment.
If you'd like to call in, now's the time to talk to John. If you want to call in, 407-894-1680. If you'd like to call in, speak to John. Now's the time to do it.
You got 30 seconds or else the opportunity will be gone.
That's
about it. 407-894-1680. Want to call? Now's the time to do it. If you want to call, 407-894-1680. If you want to speak to John.
All right. And if they're not calling, I guess we could say that, I'd love to have them visit our website, blindcitizens.org, and move around a little bit and read our pages, send me a note. And we always love to have people come in and just say, but just before I came on with you, Michael, I opened my email, and there was an email of someone saying that they had been off my site, and they found lots of great things, and they made some comments about some of the programs we did. And it's amazing when you put something out on the Internet how long it stays out there. They brought up something that we used to do a newsletter years ago, but we haven't done it. The young lady that used to volunteer and put it together for us moved out of state and couldn't do it anymore. And this we probably haven't done it in maybe 8 years. And he said he found an article from that newsletter and read it and was very impressed with it. So,
got a break, John. Got to go.
All right, I hear the music. That means it's time for me to go. Blindcitizens.org. Thanks, guys, and you guys have a great night.
You too. Stay
thank
well.
You, John.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So long, John.
If you want to know anything further, go to our website. Go to our webpage. It says all about
Blind Citizens.
Stay tuned for Blind Beyond. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Do blind children attend and participate in camp activities? Can blind people travel independently or operate a computer? Do blind adults play baseball? At the Association of Blind Citizens, we answer yes to those questions every day. You can support our programs by making a tax-deductible donation at www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button. Go to www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button today. Be part of the success and help us do more. Donate today. Association of Blind Citizens, creating opportunity one step at a time.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service travel agency specializing in vacations for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tour, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal. At no cost to you, Best Betz Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Call us at 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com. That is B-E-S-T-B-E-T-S travel.com. And please remember to mention it, that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Introducing Bonacle, critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have Braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of Braille books and read them on the go. Learn Braille at your pace. Play games with your friends and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonacle.co.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And before we go off, I just want to talk about a little bit about Association of Blind
Citizens
in Boston. Let me tell you something. What he's doing is amazing. What
it
John
really
is doing.
Is.
If you listen to what John's doing, it's all volunteers. It's I'm impressed. I really am impressed. Great. Maybe you can send him something.
Yeah, for those of you who didn't feel like calling in at the time, for whatever reason, write to John, president@blindcitizens.org. Maybe you have a relative. Maybe you have a grandchild.
Maybe you
can
send him
$10
or $15. Just as it's a nonprofit. Everybody's doing everything for volunteers. Go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's all there. Go send John something. It's nice.
And his email, once again, is president@blindcitizens.org. Well, let me just give the show wrap up real fast, and then we'll say goodnight to Dan. Join us next week, same time, same place, and co-host, guess who? Gary Sinclair will be helping us start the new month, and Menus for All will be calling in and a whole lot more. And Dan Day, thank you so much.
Dan Day, thanks a lot for calling in.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, actually, Mike, he kind of came in this
time. Well, he came in, but wait. He came in, but also thank him. I was thanking him at the same time for his mother.
Mom calling in.
Doris Day.
Yes, Doris. It was wonderful
thank you
meeting
for calling
you,
Doris
and meeting your
in.
Son.
So thank you for coming in.
Telling us
and
about
thank
Foundation.
You for your mama calling in. And between you coming into the studio and your mama calling in.
And we learned a lot about Foundation Fighting Blindness tonight.
We surely did. And on behalf of the Foundation, thank you for the opportunity to help us raise awareness. This is great to help.
But we
got to
keep on doing it. Let people know more about Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You bet.
We got to keep on doing it.
And Chris Shaw.
I won't get stuck in traffic.
Thanks for making it. Hey. That was a close call.
Hey, it was good, though. Y'all did real good.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
you. Do I get a star?
Thanks for being part of the show. For those people who called in and for those people who didn't call in, we still love you. Listen, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Thanks, all. God bless you all. Stay well. God bless.
Good night.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act.